When Hollywood delays a major movie premiere, it's usually not a good sign. In the case of The Alamo, which was supposed to open last Christmas, the film had already had its budget slashed, then it changed directors and stars, and then it exceeded its new budget. But critic Bob Mondello says the movie's not quite as disastrous as all that might suggest.
In 1836, the Alamo, a dilapidated mission complex in what was then the Mexican Republic, was under the control of separatists known as Texians, and as depicted in the movie, they were colorful folks, including Jim Bowie, he of the famous Bowie knife, and a former U.S. congressman named David Crockett, whose reputation for being able to slide down a rainbow and jump the Mississippi in a single leap had preceded him to the Alamo.
Tell him, David, how you can whoop your weight in Wildcats. I seen you on stage.
Well, that wasn't me.
Well, sure it was.
No, sir, that's just an actor in a play. He's performing a character.
Oh, come on, Davy. Say the lines. Davy Crockett, the Lion of the West.
I dare Santana to show his face now you're here.
Well, I understood the fighting was over. Ain't it?
Well, no, actually. The Texian commander, General Sam Houston, figured the Alamo was indefensible and ordered his men to abandon it. But they didn't, and when the Mexican General Santa Anna showed up with a couple of thousand troops, the couple of hundred Texians were surrounded. And there they sat, and sat, and, well, sat for 12 days. And while that's probably nerve-wracking if you're actually there, it's not very cinematic. So director John Lee Hancock has to fill. And he's pretty resourceful. There are history lessons about slaves and Texians of Mexican heritage, and a scene about divorce, sort of remember the alimony. There's a scene about the crystal in China that Santa Anna carted to the battlefield, and another about Davy Crockett as music critic and fiddler. Billy Bob Thornton plays Crockett as one of many Alamo defenders who can't stand the Mexican drum and bugle corps that plays the sundown each evening.
God, I despise that tune.
Just figured it out.
Figured out what?
What is missing?
And just in time, too, Davy grabs his violin and climbs the highest wall and saves the musical day. Now, I'm sure all of this has been carefully researched, but it really isn't what you go to an Alamo movie for. You're there for a battle. The problem is that this battle doesn't end terribly happily, at least not for the side that got to write the history books. The Texians ferociously defended the Alamo by all accounts, but they were overrun pretty quickly, and all of them were killed, which is not exactly a rousing Hollywood ending. Happily, Disney has now learned the Pearl Harbor ploy for movies like this. If your big battle doesn't end well, you just extend your timeline a few weeks till the next time you won. In this case, that means following General Sam Houston, played by Dennis Quaid, as he rousingly retreats. It's a strategy, and no doubt accurate, but again, not inherently dramatic. Hancock's direction is certainly competent, and the film looks pretty splashy, though I could have done without the cannonball's eye view that makes one battle scene look like a video game. That's no way to remember the Alamo, but then not many people are going to remember this one anyway. I'm Bob Mondello.